This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
You're originally from India?
Yes.
Yeah, whereabouts in India are you from?
So I grew up in an eastern city. So India has four metro cities. And I grew up in Calcutta. It's a British capital, what we call it. When British ruled us for 200 years, Calcutta was the capital. And it's eastern. East side of India. So it's in East India. And yeah, it's basically a metropolitan city.
Is it?
That's where I grew up.
Nice. Is it really big, or was it really big when you were there?
Oh, it's a big city. We have roughly back in the day, I think 17 million population. Now probably about 24, 25 million population just in the city. The city and suburbs. So,
oh, geez. Wow.
And one of the ways I actually help people identify that place is Mother Teresa. That's where Mother Teresa opened her Missionaries of Charity. And Mother Teresa is laid to rest in Calcutta. In her, that's where Missionaries of Charity is.
Oh, wow. Okay. And how old were you when you came to the U.S.?
25 years old. Roughly, about 24 years old.
Was that difficult to transition and come over to the U.S.?
Well, no, I didn't have a choice because my story kind of was written in a very different way that I was planning to be honest. I grew up in a Catholic missionary school, despite being Hindu, and I have a lot of influence of my father. In my life, and when he passed, when I was 23, I was doing actually my engineering, and then I couldn't finish my engineering because, of course, in India back in the day, now the rules have changed, but if you miss your one semester, I was in my junior year, and you have to go back to freshman. I mean, that was a rule back then, and of course, I didn't take that, and from there on, it's just different things here and there. And then I found out, like in America, they take transfer credits as a transfer student. And that's how it happened. I mean, I came here, and after my father passed away, my mom said, like, you know, my father was a teacher. So his last wish was always to see me get a degree. And she sold her house, and then I basically landed in U.S., actually, January 11th, 2006. So my almost 18 years anniversary coming up, and it was a struggle. I think the reason I say I didn't have time to think is because it was a do or die situation for us, as a family, because we are very mediocre middle class family, I came here in blue suitcase and $200. That's it. That's all I had, And since then, after that, it's just building up. I came to Pittsburgh State University in a small town, Pittsburgh, Kansas. It's a Division II university. But their engineering program is on, like, number one, the manufacturing engineering. That's what I was focusing on. And after that, like, it's just, you know, one thing after the other. Next thing you know, I'm graduating with a bachelor's and got a free scholarship for my master's, just kept going.